Repairing something halfway means it's still broken. You'll find out why that's important to understand in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. I enjoy playing golf. Not that my game resembles anything close to the actual game of golf. Whoever set the par for each hole did not take into account my golf handicap. My golf handicap is that I can't play golf. Still, I enjoy the game. I have, however, learned how important it is to know the course. Now, real golfers know a lot more about the course than I do. They know the distances, they know the wind direction, they know a lot of other significant factors. Those would all matter if I could hit the ball in the direction that I intend to hit it. I primarily just need to know the location of each hole. Not that I can hit the ball in that direction, but it's nice to know where I'm supposed to try to hit it. For reasons unknown to me, golf designers do not make straight holes. They add in what they affectionately call dog legs. This means the fairway at some point turns either to the right or to the left. That's important to know. If the fairway goes left, hitting the ball to the right means you're going to end up somewhere you don't want to be. I know. I've left many balls in the swamp. Did I mention that I usually play cheaper courses? James stresses the importance of knowing God's will for our life. Failure to do so is like playing a golf course without knowing the location of the holes. James reminds us that God is ready and able to guide us in His will. All that remains is our decision to follow His will. The scripture warns against the arrogance of ignoring God's will and the necessity of following it. In James chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, there the Bible says, "As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Refusing to live our lives according to God's will is really worse than playing a golf course without knowing the location of the holes. It's actually more like playing a golf course blindfolded. Not only are you not going to hit a good shot, you probably won't even hit the ball. James concludes the fourth chapter in much the same way he concluded the first chapter. In verse 22 of James chapter 1, James wrote, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself." Why the repetition? Because he knew how significant this would be for believers to understand. It's far too easy to deceive ourselves into thinking that we're doing God's will when we've only gone halfway. For example, many equate going to church with doing God's will. Now make no mistake, going to church is a great thing. It's vital to a healthy Christian life. But God's will doesn't stop on Sunday morning. Church, along with our own personal Bible study and prayer, is where we find out how to do God's will. And then we need to do it. Suppose your refrigerator goes out one day and you find a repairman who can come out to your home that day. He arrives on schedule and explains exactly what is wrong with your refrigerator and says the service call will be $250 in advance. You gladly write him the check. You're thankful that he came out immediately and that he's going to repair your refrigerator. He's going to save all the food inside. You hand the repairman your check. He takes it, puts it in his pocket, turns, and heads out the door and begins to get in his truck. You're more than a little bit angry and you call after him, say, hey, get back into my house and finish the job. He looks out the window of his truck and says, oh, you wanted me to fix it too? It's not enough just to know how to fix your refrigerator. You want the refrigerator to be fixed. God wants the same thing. He's not seeking followers who will know His will. He wants believers who are willing to do his will. James goes so far as to say that knowing God's will and not doing it is a sin. We should take those words seriously. God wants us to know and to do his will. You can do both. And now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from his word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.